the Irish Protocol, which is very important to us, covers Irish workers but didn't cover any other EU workers in the north of Ireland. But at the end of the day, all of this is carrying on against the backdrop of potentially a no-deal Brexit and a hard crash out, because the British are being very disingenuous with their engagement to date with the EU. The EU has consistently said that the British are not living up to their end of it. So, as I said, while we've won this amendment that would ensure workers' rights for many EU citizens in the north, if we don't see the full implementation of the Irish Protocol and the British asking for an extension because everything has been delayed because of COVID-19, we could be facing potentially a very hard Brexit and a difficult time after the end of 2020.
And as you say, Brexit has somewhat been overshadowed by COVID-19, so it's vital that work like this at an EU level continues.
Absolutely. The requirement for an extension, which I think everybody accepts, with the exception of maybe the British, has to be requested by the end of June. It hasn't happened to date. It seems that the British are trying to play some element of brinkmanship, that if they can long finger this going into October and November of this year, that the EU will water down the Irish Protocol. But we know, and we've insisted in Sinn Féin, that the Irish Protocol is the minimum that must be implemented, because no Brexit is good for Ireland, but a hard Brexit will be a disaster for Ireland if we have a physical infrastructure as a scar across our island.